Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Welcome to the Tom Shalhoub Show. I am Tom Shalhoub. We're having quite a week here. Quite a week in politics, but every week is that way, is it not? Already December 13th. Can you believe it? I said to my friend last night, Bill Lobley, after the show. He appeared on the show in the third hour. As we walked out of the building, and he was heading off to all his busy activities, and I got a lot on my plate until December 25th. I said, can you believe Christmas is upon us? And it's quite a time of year. So personally, I got a lot going on, and politically, we got a lot going on here. President Trump just gave an interview to Harris Faulkner. A lot of interesting sound bites here to discuss. Democrats are in public licking their chops about impeachment, right? And some of them are openly calling to impeach the president and have been for some time, right? We know that.
And I believe that he certainly qualifies for impeachment. We may never get it done. And maybe Democrats fear that somehow if we move to impeach him, maybe his base will grow larger. I don't think so. I think they're going to shrink. Mm. I think that base is going to shrink because they're going to see who this president really is. This president is going to close down the government. He deserves to be impeached.
So she's one of the most... probably the most vocal Democrat, Maxine Waters, on the issue of impeachment. She gives a speech as she gets up. He must be impeached. He must be impeached. But even she admitted, I don't know if Democrats are going to be able to do it. Why? Because none of them even think there's a remote possibility that they are going to be able to impeach the president. And they say as much when you allow them to admit it. Guys like Gerald Nadler, he is admitting, basically, that it's not something they are going to do. Now, there's a lot of things on the docket for the president. There's a lot of accusations. You got impeachment as one threat from the Democrats. And I read a report that said the president is walking around worrying about impeachment. I don't really... by that, because I think the president has a pretty realistic idea of the possibilities that are in front of him. And let's play some sound here from the interview with Harris Faulkner and get your reaction to this.
You know, as you look at this, what do you want the nation to know about your
former attorney being sentenced yesterday? I don't think, and I have to go check, I don't think they even paid any money to that tabloid, okay? I don't think we made a payment to that tabloid. I was asking the question, I don't think we made a payment. And then you have the other situation, and every lawyer, look, Trump didn't violate campaign finance laws, and neither did the president. Trump ex-aide. So they're saying
oh,
that...
Oh, wait. I interviewed him on my program the other day. That's Han von Spakovsky. Yes,
here's
he
another one.
That.
Michael Cohen pled guilty to something that's not even a crime. Wait a minute. These are campaign. Nobody, except for me, would be looked at like this. Nobody.
I think that's something everybody agrees on. Nobody like me, this is the president saying this, nobody like me would be looked at for something like this. The question is it going to go anywhere? He explained it in a series of tweets, which, you know, a lot of people laugh at the president's Twitter feed, and I have a lot of callers who call up and say, I support the president. Yeah, he's got to stop tweeting. I'm more and more fascinated by his Twitter feed, and I more and more think that he definitely gets the better of the political establishment and the media on Twitter on almost a daily basis. What I'm saying is that whatever you think of his Twitter habit, there's more positives than negatives in it. And I don't know if he typed this up furiously. This was 8:17 in the morning he started tweeting. And I don't know if he did it just off the top of his head or if he has somebody there. Where I think he does it off the top of his head because there was a couple of mistakes in it. He actually repeated one of the tweets. His third and fourth tweet were the same tweet, so I don't think he realized he was sending the same one. But he tweets this morning. I just want to read you the series of tweets on this whole situation. I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. He was a lawyer, and he's supposed to know the law. It's called advice of counsel. And a lawyer has a great liability if any mistakes are made. That is why they get paid. Despite that, many campaign finance lawyers have strongly stated that I did nothing wrong with respect to the campaign finance laws, even if they apply, because this was not campaign finance. Cohen was guilty on many charges unrelated to me, but he pled to two campaign charges which were not criminal and of which he was probably not guilty even on a civil basis. And I'll read you some quotes from a great, I think they were referring, Harris Faulkner was referring to the National Review writer who said, Michael Cohen pled guilty to something that wasn't a crime. I said that the first day his plea was announced. I said, wait a minute, stop acting as if the press was saying, hey, they got him, he's guilty. I said, wait a minute, no, he just said he was guilty. He claimed he was guilty in order to do what? In order to get leniency on other matters. But he continues, the president. Those charges were just agreed to by him in order to embarrass the president and get a much reduced prison sentence, which he did, including the fact that his family was temporarily let off the hook. As a lawyer, Michael has a great liability to me. And then he repeats that tweet. And then he tweeted about General Flynn, which was another spot-on analysis of the General Flynn. They gave General Flynn a great deal because they were embarrassed by the way he was treated. The FBI says he didn't lie, and they overrode the FBI. They didn't want to scare everybody into making up stories. They want to scare everyone into making up stories that are not true by catching them in the smallest of misstatements. Sad. And then he concludes with a two-word tweet, witch hunt. I mean, does that sound to you like a guy who's running around the White House worrying about impeachment? He's certainly being very uncautious in sitting down with Harris Faulkner and essentially testifying in contradiction to someone who has already pled guilty.
What about Congress, where they have a slush fund and millions of dollars is paid out each year? They have a slush fund. Millions. They don't talk about campaign finance or anything. Have you ever heard of campaign finance laws? Have they listed that on their campaign finance sheets? No.
Everyone well, if says, I've covered that
number
story,
one,
I'm
they
waiting
say,
for them to dig into the slush
number
fund.
Number one, they say it's not a campaign
Continue
finance violation. Number two, or it's not even under campaign finance. Number two, if it was, it's not even a violation. Number three, it's a civil matter. You know, President Obama had a really big one from 10 times more money, much more money. And you know what? He paid a fine. I'm the only one that this happens to.
There again, ending the soundbite with the same quote. I'm the only one who this happens to. Do you think that's true? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. Do you think the Democrats will even approach impeachment? What they want to do, and I want you to hear and listen, every time a Democrat talks about the possibility of impeachment, they always mention, oh, he's already implicated in felonies. People have already pled guilty two felonies, and now he is implicated in those same felonies. And then they say, well, is that high crimes and misdemeanors? Yes, it is. Well, then are you going to do impeachment? Well, sometimes impeachment isn't the best way to deal with these things. So what is it they're doing? Trying to tar the president with felonies, obviously, but they know they're not going to, they know they're not going to impeach. And why is that? Why do they know? Because, as I said to Judge Napolitano the other day, who always keeps saying, oh, the president's in trouble because the judge said this and this. He's living in the world of the courtroom, but it's not a courtroom. This is politics. It's in the world of politics. So none of it will stand because the American people won't stand for it. People who support the president won't stand for it, and that's half the country. It's pretty simple. Here's the president again on his activities.
So Robert Ray, former special counsel for Whitewater,
he's
was telling
man.
Me on the program yesterday what you're saying, that, that if this happened, he said, you know, he couldn't see grounds for impeachment over that. He couldn't see grounds for indictment over that. That's his opinion, but it's
nobody
an informed
can.
Opinion that I've seen, that there's not settled law on that.
Yes,
anyway.
These are the people that ran the FEC, Federal Elections Commission. These people writing stories that Trump did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
The crux of this is that the president, when they're talking about the Michael Cohen situation, Michael Cohen has a lot of charges against him, as the president was mentioning, that he says they don't talk about all those other things. So he was found guilty on many different things, financial improprieties and things like that. The ones they're focusing on are the ones that the president is tied to, and that was the payments through the National Enquirer, the payments to these two women through the National Enquirer. And someone made the point on Outnumbered this morning that, you know, part of the president's defense, I think it was Melissa Francis, part of the, probably the big part of the president's defense in this is that he's probably done it before. So how could this be a campaign thing if it's something that the president has done as a business person in the past, had people sign non-disclosure agreements? And this is where you start seeing, you know, the phrase influence an election, the phrase to influence the election is, it probably was never said before this election in 2016. To influence the election, because the Russians were involved to influence the election. The president worked with the Russians to influence the election. The Russians wanted to influence the election with a clear preference, and the original FBI report, which I think is total bunk because it was written by Peter Strzok and a couple of his friends, the original phony intelligence from the FBI, the original one that people always go back to, that the Russians interfered in the election with a clear preference for Donald Trump, to hurt Hillary Clinton with a clear preference for candidate Trump. Who wrote that? They won't say. Comey won't say. I have no idea, says Comey. He testified the other day. Who wrote this? I have no idea. Who did the original report? I'm not sure. I don't have any idea. He was the head of the FBI, Comey. Comey sat and lied to Congress for a couple of hours the other day. Kept saying, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember that. Everybody knows Cohen was intimately involved with every detail of this original investigation. And he claimed, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then they asked him about investigating a political campaign, because he always said that this investigation was investigating people within a campaign, but we didn't put any campaign under investigation. The FBI would never put a campaign under investigation. That's what he said. And I think it was Gowdy who asked him. Maybe it was somebody else. I'll check. Goodlatte. It was Goodlatte, I believe. Said, did you know that the FBI was investigating a campaign? And he said, they never did. I know that for a fact. And he said, could you repeat that? And he said, not only do I know the FBI doesn't investigate political campaigns, I know for a fact that there was no effort to investigate the Trump campaign. He said, I know it for a fact. So that was all of a sudden, all the, I don't remember, I don't remember. Now he remembers in such detail that he can tell you for a fact. He knows there was nobody at the FBI who was putting the Trump campaign under investigation. Why does he know that? He doesn't. He doesn't, because he was lying the whole time about, I don't remember this, I don't remember that. If he testified that he knows for a fact that the Trump campaign was not under investigation, he's saying that he knows. He knows the whole investigation. That guy should be brought up on perjury just for his appearance before Congress. But he won't be. 833-852-4866. Knowing all this, which they all do, because the Democrats are working with Comey, and Comey's out there campaigning for Democrats now. Knowing all this, will the Democrats impeach? Will they move to impeachment? You know Maxine Waters wants to. Will they have the guts to do it? And do you think the president, the latest reports say, he's shaking in his boots over it? Do you think he is? Are you? 833-852-4866 is my number. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The media obviously hyperventilating over every detail in the investigations against the president. And the president said, I played you the sound bites. The president, he ended almost every answer in his interview with Harris Faulkner by saying, nobody else, this happens to nobody else. So he is playing up the victim card, but it is largely justified because I think everybody knows, his opponents and his supporters know that, of course, this kind of thing happens to nobody else because the investigations into Trump during the campaign and during his presidency are unprecedented in history. They did involve major figures in the government and in intelligence, and they've been caught. But they're still holding their head high, and they're writing books like A Higher Honor or A Higher Purpose or whatever that dumb book that Jim Comey wrote was. Now, the DOJ watchdog has released its report, the OIG report, said the text messages of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that were sent to each other during their work on the Mueller investigation, you know, because all the texts we've seen of theirs saying we've got to prevent this guy from being president, OMG, all their texts, which prove that they were using the power, they were planning to use the power of their office to make sure the president, that Trump was not elected. We know that, and we've seen their texts. And whenever they report them, they say some of the texts even suggest that they actively sought to prevent Trump from becoming president. No, it's not. They don't suggest. It's definite. We know. We read their texts, and we know exactly beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were trying to actively prevent the president from being elected, okay? We don't have any of their text during the Mueller investigation. They were wiped clean. Why were they wiped clean? Because there was a conspiracy to cover up their crimes. Impeach Trump, not so fast, say these Democratic leaders. Jerry Nadler said that, yeah, Trump committed a felony, but you don't necessarily launch an impeachment against the president because he committed an impeachable offense, Nadler said. Oh, that's interesting. There are several things you have to look at, and you should only do it, impeachment, you should only do it for very serious situations. So admitting that everything that they've drummed up against the president in this long, long investigation that lasted during the campaign and during his entire presidency so far, everything they got out of this effort is, quote, Jerry Nadler, quote, not very serious. They know it's not serious. They know it's all political. And the president doesn't have anything to worry about. That's my take. What's yours? 833-852-4866.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Hi, it's Tom Shalhoub. We're back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. My number is 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. I really found that an interesting quote by Gerald Nadler. He revealed that they're not serious because the Chargers aren't serious. There are several things you have to look at. They asked him, and by the way, Nadler was against Clinton's impeachment, of course. You don't necessarily launch an impeachment against the president just because he committed an impeachable offense, which he said he did. Nadler said he did. You should do it only for very serious situations. This is not a serious situation. They have not come up with a serious situation after years of investigations. Chris in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is a good one to sink our teeth into, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a political calculation all the way. There's no way that the Democrats are going to move forward unless another shoe drops right now. Now, honestly, if the system was not as corrupt and not as feckless as it is, if the Senate were trustworthy men who could honestly vote the law and not their political party opinions, then perhaps the Democrats could go forward with impeachments on emoluments very easily. And just on his public demeanor, showing himself to be a lunatic like he did the other day with that little presser with Chuck Schumer. I mean, the man is an unstable character who is possibly a threat to the Republic and democracy.
Well,
and
the ongoing statements and the behavior, that was I'll get to that. I want you to read Charles Kessler in the Times, New York Times. Breaking norms will renew democracy, not ruin it. Charles Kessler basically says all the norms that he's broken don't have to do with the Constitution. They just have to do with basic polite civil society. And he said the norms change all the time. This is the very meaning of, democracy. The other thing, though, Chris, you said emoluments. Which ones do you mean? Do you mean his businesses that are going on during, you know, like his golf clubs and stuff that are being run while he's in office?
We could talk about the former post office, which is now the Trump Hotel, which is like the center for all the people in Washington who happen to be Trumpies, and also for foreign dignitaries that come into town. You figure if you're a Saudi delegation, you go to the Trump Plaza, you're going to be giving money to Trump in a certain form. And for a man who said he was going to cut himself off from his business dealings, I really don't see it. I think he's still totally involved with it.
When he came in, Chris, I said to myself, okay, this is what happens, because just I always am fascinated by what happens when presidents take office. And I remember Clinton putting his stuff into a blind trust and people doing all the things that you're supposed to do. And I always thought to myself, very interesting. Now, what's Trump going to do? He's like, he's got all these businesses. He's going to have to do some blind trust or he's going to do something. And then he just didn't do it. And I said, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting. He didn't do it. He didn't do the thing that everyone's
business empire and.
Because you don't have to. You don't have to because he didn't and he got away with it. But guess what, Chris? Which is worse on emoluments? If you were to get Trump on emoluments, you got to go back and get – let's just take the Clintons. While she was in office as Secretary of State, they pulled the biggest scam ever. She's going around as the Secretary of State, traveling around the world, strong-arming people into giving her husband million-dollar speeches. And they were all funneling it through their corrupt Clinton foundation. Now, that thing was absolutely, it was so dirty.
You're barking up the wrong tree if you expect me to support the Clintons in any way.
Yeah. No, but that's what I mean. Like
they were a pair of grifters. I think they're the grifters that actually set the standard for the grifter that we have today. If not for the Clinton presidency, we wouldn't have the Trump presidency. But the thing is, when it comes to like the many crimes, therefore, that he may have committed in the past 2 years, I got to tell you, man, I've got such incredible Trump fatigue from the daily grind of something happening every single day. Now, if you wanted to look at what I see as his crime, times. I see him putting the Wilbur Rosses and the other people in charge of agencies that they are just going out of their way to destroy.
I like that too, though, Chris.
People, that's for the benefit of a moneyed class of people.
I like it though. I would want to
industry a lobbyist and put him in charge of the EPA. Come on, what's going
to
happen?
Well, why not? To me, it's the same, Chris, as when Obama puts lefties in charge of these. His guy wanted to destroy the coal industry. Trump's guy wants to help the coal industry. It's both sides of the political corruption. I say get rid of the agency.
There's no such thing as clean coal. I mean, this idea of looking for our energy policy going forward towards the past, to 19th century coal, is just insane. Even the guy, Rex Tillerson, he said it himself. It's just like, it took 60 years for coal to replace timber. It took 100 years for petrol
Wait a minute.
To replace coal.
He's not unbiased. The guy who ran ExxonMobil?
He's nowhere near as dumb as Trump put him out to be. The man does not rise to the top of the biggest petrochemical company without having a brain.
No, it's so true. But my thing, Chris, is that they all have their interests. So I like my interests, and my interests are gutting all of these regulatory agencies because I don't believe in them. I think the regulations hurt the world, not help it. And so when you use the word, that the special interest, the moneyed interest, there's moneyed interest on the other side, too. I mean, Al Gore has moneyed interest on the environmental side, and because they want to replace fossil fuels. All of those businesses want to replace their huge money and their huge interest, and they're the ones who are running the environmental the environmental regulators during the Clinton years.
There's no denying that both sides of the political coin are the same thing. I'm not going to do that. Democrats, Republicans, it's the same crap. But when it comes to just like the in-your-face ability just to do things just for the sake of industry. I mean, he's loosening clean water regulations. Do you remember when you were a kid? Let's go back to the 1970s. After it snowed, how long did it turn until it turned black?
Yeah, I know, that's true. And I sailed in the Charles River back when I was a kid.
Lake Erie on fire. I mean, we have come a long way in America, yet it was partially because of the deindustrialization of America. But there are other jobs and other industries and other ways of producing energy that could be more beneficial than people getting into coal mines.
I agree. We got a little off topic, but Chris, you and I agree on many things, but thank you for the call. I love the both sides of the coin thing, and honest discussion of it. But in terms of, he thinks emoluments. That's the answer I got out of Chris that was on topic. I said, what do you think is going to get the president? They're not going to get him on impeachment. They can't impeach him on this Michael Cohen stuff. What, Stormy Daniels? They're not going to get him on that. But he thinks emoluments. That was his number one thing. That means enriching himself. If Chris were to be running the investigation against Trump, he would say, let's go for the enriching himself during the presidency. It's unethical. What do you guys think? I don't think they're going to get him on emoluments. If you think it's bad, even if you think that it's not good that he's running his businesses while he's president, he seems to be getting away with it just fine. They're not going to be able to get him on that. Kyle in San Antonio, what do you think?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to say I got to meet you the other day at the San Antonio show, and that was an awesome show. You did a great job.
Thank you. Me and Gutfeld had a great time down there.
That's the first time I've heard you do stand-up, man. They keep saying you're a comedian, and I finally find out you're actually pretty funny.
So oh, that's good. Awesome. Thank you. I proved it. Yeah, you were like, I don't know about this guy. He smiles a lot, but he's no comedian.
No, that was some good stand-up. I was wanting you to do another 20 minutes.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
But I'm glad you swung it back over to this Cohen mess because I really think that you can kind of get a sense of where the Democrats and the anti-Trump folks are going by what's being touted in the press, and they're just shoving this Cohen sentencing down our throats like it's some big deal when the guy's going to jail because of tax evasion. He's really not going to jail for messing with the election or, campaign finance fraud. Nobody goes to jail for that.
Yeah.
And really what I'm waiting for you guys to do over there at Fox is, get Napolitano or one of these, one of these handful of lawyers you got hanging around there to explain to us that he is in fact going to jail because he's got $1.5 million in IRS fines hanging over his head. That's why the guy's going to jail for 3 years. And you know, what they're trying to do, obviously, is they're trying to sway political opinion based on this sentencing of Cohen, who's – I just don't think he's going to jail for messing with the finance, you know, laws.
Yeah.
For campaign finance laws.
So on the Cohen stuff, you don't think it's gonna it's not going to affect him, because like I said the other day when it happened, Kyle, I said, okay, so what's the end game here? The New York district, what's the name of the New York district? The Southern District of New York, the ones who barged down Cohen's door, which to me was unconscionable. You go in and you kick down the door of the lawyer of the president. Okay, so the stuff they have him on, they got tons of stuff against Cohen, and then the part that's related to the president is the payment to through the National Enquirer to these women. Okay, what's the Southern District going to do? They're not going to. Everyone admits. Everyone, the Judge Napolitano, Dershowitz, all the legal minds say they're not going to march in and arrest the president while he's president. So the worst case scenario is that he faces a campaign finance violation after he leaves office. And that's what's making him shaking his boots. And that's the best thing they have, Kyle.
But, you know, what it appears to be is that they put these stories out and they pound the campaign finance reform violation like that's the big issue to see how it's going to sway political opinion. Because the Democrats, they're not, you know, I don't trust them, but they're not stupid enough to go after Trump if they can't sway public opinion. So I honestly think they're trying to say, okay, let's make sure that the number one charge that we keep bringing up for Cohen is campaign finance violations, and let's see how that affects public opinion. If we can get the polls down into the 30s, then we can probably get away with trying to impeach the guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's true. I think that's a good one, Kyle. That's right.
The folks here. The folks out in the streets rely on Fox to kind of give us, okay, what's really going on here? And I believe that somebody needs to break this down and say, you know, for $1.5 million in IRS fines, yeah, you go to jail for 3 years. But you don't go to jail for campaign finance violations. I think there's only one other person in the history of the country who's ever gone to jail for that.
Yeah, I think it's true. And, Kyle, when you look around the dial on Fox News, the people you look out for, Dershowitz, you look at McCarthy from National Review, and then obviously Laura and Hannity and Tucker all have different guests on to talk about this. But I want to thank you for the call, Kyle. You know what Kyle said was brilliant. They are going to keep pounding this the campaign finance part of the Cohen deal. Because, as you know, they keep throwing things at him, seeing if anything sticks. And like he said, their goal, they know they're not going to get him on that for any kind of crimes. They're not going to be able to nail the president down. But if they keep pounding this thing, I think that especially the payment, because it involves the Stormy Daniels and then this other woman, because it involves infidelity and porn stars and everything else, I think the unseemly nature of it is so unseemly that they hope to drive down the president's rating because people are just kind of disgusted by it. And so that's why they're so thrilled about this Stormy Daniels / Playboy model thing. The reason the president's needle hasn't gone anywhere is the same reason it went in the other direction for Bill Clinton. They were more disgusted by what they saw as a prosecutor out of control, and people don't like that. People do not like abuse of power. And that's what they perceived the Bill Clinton situation to be, and they perceive it even more with this, because in this case, it's really true. The entire thing is an abuse of power from the very beginning. I want to get Sean in here on Sean, hold on. I'm going to take a break here so I can take your call. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4-TOM. We'll be right back.
Go to TomShilluShow.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Oh yeah, Tom Shalhoub. Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The I word, impeachment. I don't think the Democrats are even, I mean, other than Maxine Waters, none of them are planning on it, and the president has nothing to worry about. That's my take. What's yours? Sean in Orange County, California.
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. I think that a lot of people on the, not just talk radio end, but on the right, take everything in isolation. Really quickly, during the Michael Cohen sentencing yesterday, the special counsel's office representative was there and said that he's provided our office with credible and reliable information about the Russia investigation, blah, blah, blah. So you still have Michael Cohen, who's been a great cooperator for Bob Mueller. You have Mike Flynn, who's getting no jail time probably, who's been an extraordinary cooperator for Mueller. But you're taking everything in isolation. Impeachment shouldn't come just because of this campaign financing, but we'll go look into his businesses along with the Russian investigation. All of these have
What do you think he gave? Flynn, Flynn gave him nothing, Sean. We all know Flynn. I don't think Flynn gave them anything, and that's why they. He's a little embarrassed over the Flynn thing. But so
no,
I don't.
No, Flynn was. That's not true. Go look at the memo. Read the memo, the sentencing memo for Flynn. He gave substantial cooperation on the Russia investigation. Read the sentencing memo. Getting no jail time. That means something.
I mean, substantial cooperation. He didn't say he gave us substantial information. He didn't give him anything, as far as
yes,
we know. But
did.
Also, the Cohen, what do you think he got on – I mean, I really think that they have, you know, they have nothing – on Russia, because there was no the Russia collusion thing was made up. It was made up from the beginning, so they don't have it. So they might have somebody talking to a Russian.
Yeah.
I believe there were plenty of Russians that had conversations with Michael Cohen over the years. But there's no their original charge. There's nothing close to it.
Let me tell you. One thing, and I'll get off the phone. Michael Cohen is a legend of dossiers. I've been in Prague, and there's a lot. Like I said,
no Prague.
A lot is coming out.
Maybe. We'll wait and see on it. We'll wait and see. Thank you for the call, Sean. He thinks the Prague thing is still there. Joe in Palm Beach, Florida, what do you think?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I don't even see how this campaign finance thing is coming into play. If you take a look on October 7th, that's when the Access Hollywood tape came out of 2016. That also is the same day that the Russian interference came out. On the 7th, and that did not influence the public opinion on Donald Trump. Everybody knew about it. And then on October 25th of 2016 is when the payment was apparently made to Stormy Daniels, and he is now, and people are trying to say he was doing that to influence the election.
Influence
he could
the have
election. Care less about those previous things.
It's so. I mean, the influence the election phrase is so misleading because. It's part of – I'm going to read you some quotes from the National Review. They made some great points that this was the part and parcel of what many, many candidates have done in order to protect their reputations over the years. There's two words from David in Houston. What did you say here? What's on my screen, David in Houston?
Shalou, you're a heap of flaming hot hypocrisy, man. You guys shouted lock her up to Hillary.
I know. I wasn't that loud on the lock her up, though, David. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry I gave David a little time. This is
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tis the season to be giving, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through December 14th. Fox News hats, mugs, polo shirts, fleece jackets, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order now through December 14th. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on Locally ONR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.